сердечно смотрящие. So that means that according to God, but Machlekes, he cannot be Messiah Mizuzah. According to this Sindhikim, but Machlekes, but he cannot be Messiah Mizuzah too. So in other words, we see that our taste verse is Chelik, and the taste verse in it. Discuss it, you know, just, but not inside. Now the Gemara here said, "Shita hype over high love." In other words, the Gemara said, "Omar Abase, Sof Marengi Kav, Nimayuches, Ile Milim Itav, and the Ravuni, Elish Neachem Shachoku." בנות לאחות קרקע, לאחות כסופי, ובו ברכי בנות לקרקע, דיעוז להי ושוק ופלדי בכסופי. ודאי, that's the member of רבס. So, כסופי מראים כי קרקע, so in other words, so he can pay with קרקע or with כסופי. So the Gemara's kashi is pshita, but kind of a chiddush it is. Hay bov hay lavo. So the pashtus of the Gemara is there is a difference between yorshim and levirim. It's true that if the yorshim did not yorsh any kakoyis from the father, so then the Balchiv cannot be given from the Yosh. But if the Yosh did Yosh in Kakois, so then it's distinguished from Lekeach. Lekeach, so there is no Shindan. It's only Lekeach doesn't know the Balchiv and the Yosh. But there is a Shibir and the Kakois, the Balchiv can collect from the kark. Mashem came by Yorushim, if Niachlam Aviyam Nechosim, so then it's mitzvah, you say, Lifrei Achir Aviyam, so it's not a mitzvah of Kibrav. It means Shibraguf, like Shibut Priyos Balchev Mitzvah, which means a Shibut Aguf, and Minei Nidea from Nimra Katve. Tarei Keach, so the Balchev can only be able on the basis of Shibut Nechosim. But the Lekeach doesn't tell him anything. Mashem came by Yorushim once they have Nechosim. So then, on which there is a Shibut, so then they are themselves Mechoyev. So there's the Pshat of Yimor, Pshita Hai Brod Al Avro. Naturally, the Balchev was given from the Yerush who took the Kark. So naturally, so he has to reimburse him, the one who took the Kshafi. Because Mitzvah Al-Khayf, Mitzvah Al-Sim, Mitzvah Al-Khayf Aviyah. And even though the other one did not take Kakoy, it doesn't matter. As long as the father left the Chosim on which there is a Shibut, so then there is a Shibut Aguf incumbent upon both brothers. So in Mele, he took away from one, so that means that he paid the others Chiv also, so he has to reimburse. There's a Pshat in the Mele, Pshita Haibo, Vahalavo. Vim Tema. Vamai Pshitale, Voshmule Bishamuch, Bobal Chiv Mosul Chelti Shalachot Mehem, Vitea. So that way he's not mechuyev to reimburse. So it's not so she'd have a pashut. It's not so she'd have a pashut. Because Achim Shacholko Shmuel holds, or Achim Shacholko Vikuchese, some may reach Vitea. Yishlema, so here too, these two Mitzvah Achim and same Mitzvah Achim Aviyah. It goes without saying that if the father left the chosin, so then there is issue of Yagur. But if we say Hachem Shachokul Yagush Yoshimei, so mainly the same Shibud Agur is still Chalandet after Achluke. But if we say Hachem Shachokul Yagush Yoshimei, so that means there is a new arrangement. They're not Yoshimei anymore. So they are Lekuch and Lekhim and Lekhim, so they have no Shibud Agur. That's the Pshat Nishmur. Why Shmuel says Vita? But why Vita? The answer is no, because Ha'achim Shacholku Likuch HaSeim and it's Kirikiyach Shalom Bachayos. So why doesn't Mera say Pshita Hai Bor Raivo? The Yesh Leima Ki Shacholku Kar Kadavke Isle De Vita Di Shnei Yemem Dim Lisafik Zek Nezek Val das kin choku, the mishi yafsid yafsid. It doesn't mean Shmuel says, since Achim Shacholku is likuch hasein, so mele there is no shibud aguf upon the brother after achluk. Because true that in brere and not for him, but that doesn't mean that there is no din yerusha at all. We'll soon discuss it. That's why I asked for the time. So even if we say Achim Shachol could be Kruch HaSein, so it's not Mafkia, the Din Yerush. It's the Kruch HaSein, but there is a Din Yerush also on them. So Mele, since the Yashnit Nechosim from the Father, there is a Shibud Aguf. So why does Shmuel say Vitea? Because there's a Mundane. Since one took Karki and I one took Sofim, that was the agreement. That in case the Karki is taken away, the other one will not have to reimburse. Yoslema, Kishachonko Karki Davki is Lady Vitea. The Shnei Meng Bisofik, Zet Mise, Valdaskin Chok, the Mishi Yafsit Yafsit. אבל הוכד בלקרק בסופיק ולוי בלקסופים דיפטלת ליאסמל ומשתב לחייב פשיטת על ועסקים חולקו שאם יפסיד בלקרק שיעזר בלקסופיק not that they there was an understanding to release each other to part each other now then this man says איגד אמרה אדרה לידו דיס דמלי לאוכה שקל כסופים דימיגנבה לא נשתר ממינוך הוא לא חשק נראה זה צריך לו שעושה זה על הרבה ומי זה לא נסתמי הוא לא חשק לסערה דימיטר הוא משתר ממינוך so why does רבאסה say סוף מערכת ארק אלה לשני אחלים שאומר רבאסה says סוף מערכת ארק is reference to another case לשני אחלים שחוקו הוא בו בלחאית הוא נותר חוקי שלחנו So Ravasi says that if not the chayv comes to Echelon, so the other brother has to reimburse either with karke or with shaf. But the question is, Ravasi says already that day. Why does he have to say it again? Vroma Ravasi, Yitna Rachim Shachol Yis, Ube Bal Chayv, not Chol Yisra Echelon, רב אמר בוט למחלוקס ושמואל אמר ויתר ורב אסר אמר מיתר וביבי קרקע וביבי במויס רב אסר אמר בוט למחלוקס כוסר האחם שחור כתיאור שמעת סמו מילה יבדה יושים סמד רץ So we say, Yesh Breire, so it's Tzuvra Adovo, that Ruven took Sodom number one. He also Sodom number one. Shimon took Sodom number two. He also Sodom number two. Some Mele, if the Balchiv took away one Sodom, so then they have to make a new Chulukim. Also on the basis that when the father left Nechosim, so then there is a Shibud Aguf incumbent upon both brothers. some mayor, and if one father was taken away, so naturally they have to make a new chalukah. So that took shot in Rashi. What do you mean according to Ravas? Later revealed the kark of Yimois. The first shot of Rashi is that he takes only 1/4. But that 1/4 can be given either in karke or safi. The other Rashi is no. He takes 2 1/4. But 1/4 he takes from karke and 1/4 he takes from safi. But let's see the first Rashi. Anyway, so Ravas is said already the halacha. Why does he have to say again? Amar ki karke lemeitach. Yochan is Ravuna ima v'chein amar Ravas. Now let's see the Rashi. What the machlokes? Is a chuk of teilah. The chizr and the chil can be shove a chilek an isha. Vitar, all that. Revi bikarka yazel revi chalke. Oy karka umoitz. Uvi bimoitz. Or revi bimoitz. Meitnam bivrumo bivomoz. Chol azvos of the mind that we know some get to bow. Kiyosh in the me. The Rav holds that kiyosh in the me. Because yesh brele. Weil Schneem Nifreya hinkach you see it, that Rashi says weil Schneem Nifreya because you're a Shimu and the Yash and Karka so there we should love it weil Schneem Nifreya hinkach Matus Chelki Azalei oi Kulkuch es Dame ve'im li Alef Gloom hinkach Revi and the Brit Nim Kulkuch es Dame means and like Kulkuch es Bachayis Likuchas Bachayis. Then I say, if Likuchas Dameh, and like Likiach Shamei Bachayis. So if we say Likuchas Dameh, and like Likiach, this is called the second version. So it's like, even if we say Likuchas Dameh, it's Likiach Bachayis. But according to the first version, so according to the authority of Likuchas Dameh, it means Likiach Shamei Bachayis. So then it's Potei Gamu. But no one is a Murzek, so maybe even the Rabbanim of Simchas agree that we say, you have to say, Momen Amut B'Shaf Chelkim. So if we say, according to the alternative, Yoshin Ave, so then he has to win Bosim, a whole half. If we say, Likuchas Ave, and to Likiach Shalei Bachayos, he doesn't have to win Bosim anything. So maybe, he, Momen Amut B'Shaf Chelkim, a half of a half is 1/4. The law of Kumu Karavim is a Kerekanagi Yifra. The harvest of it Mamei, the Homer Amot Bishofik Kherkin, the Nato Yimei, our reviews, the Halle Yochel Yisalke, Obikar Kaobimois, Obikar Kaobimois, because Obikar Kaobimois, that is the first lash. Lishachine. Because if we say Yoshin Ave, some Mele cannot be misalikin the Mois. So in other words, so there has to be a new chalukah. So how will be the new chalukah made? In other words, if you reimburse with karke, so then that will be the new chalukah. The new base. Or if you cook as dame, but even if we say kashkar dame, it still means kelekeah bachayis. Now Now, the thesis. We talk about how to say Achamim. Yom Teimah, how could we at the very outset take away the Chirot, the Sode of Yom? The Kalachot Chayot Lishore Achirabim, the Yochem Nitil Chirot Achot. Ki Yitam Eifirot Yishnei, Yotzal Yishtachayif, Tchirom Eisim Pishnai. In other words, again, we see the difference between a Likeach and Yesh. Likeach, so the Balchayv can be given exclusively on the basis of Shibut Nechosim. Some of them are two options. When Likeach has someone below, when Likeach has someone below, so then the Balchayv goes to one Likeach, who has someone below, so then the Likeach cannot say, well, you have to be Tereif from me, from my Sode, and from the Arachiasan, because there is no Shibud Aguf. So, new Likeach is Mechuyev to pay the Chayiv. But the Baal Chayiv can take it, because he has a new amount. Mashiach can buy all the sin. How could the Baal Chayiv be Tereif just from one? After all, since the father left the Chosin, so both have a Shibud Aguf. If both have a Shibud Aguf, how can one just pay him on the other? Him tima okrachot chayav lefkoy achir avir, ki yochel nito chen okrachot, ki itano lefkoy ki yishnech, ki otzal nishtachay itron nishnayim, ki yishlein mad mayr ahoch eshos apeti. Now, there are two kinds of apetis. There is a apetik istam, and there is a apetik in farashis. When Tesis is here, that it's apetik, also apetik, it doesn't mean apetik in the fleshes, but it means apetik stamp, as tasteless, pointed out in the next stages. But even apetik stamp, so the halacha is that the Baal Chayiv can be given. And you cannot tell him, well, let me take half of your chayiv, let's say, half of your chayiv, the chayiv is $1,000. So he cannot say, one brother, he says, you take just 500 of my sode, and the other 500 you collect from the other sode, because there is an apetik. The lever spelled out this sode that is mishabit, even though it's not apetik in fleshes. ורבה בעבות המחלאי כס משמעד למוצר לסלוק בזוזי הכל דרב מדיקור מעבות המחלאי כס ותאמר because it says what המחלאי כס means he cannot give you money, he cannot give that or that, I'll give you money and I'll keep and I'll keep my sorrow, because since you're a Shinave, some male, if one's chilek, Yerusha, is taken away, so that's it, mevatel the chluke, and we have to make another chluke. V'teim ma'ish m'ravase d'yiz l'shiyach l'isalke b'zuzei, b'yiz r'vi shana tamekiach Yerusha. V'yish l'ayma, t'ravase s'firalei, t'afilo havi Yerushim. Now, here, in Rashi we have two Lishonis. In Rashi we have two Lishonis. Whether, when Ravasi says, Neitu Revi Vikar Revi Meis, whether it means both together, one Revi Vikar and one Revi Meis, or it means one Revi either Vikar or either Meis. According to the first lesson, it means one Revi either Bikarke or either Bumois, either Bumois. And according to the second Lashon, it means both. Now, when Tesis says here, Teime Maishtim Rabasi, the Islay Shiochel Isarke, Bizu, Bizuze, באי סירובי, באי סירובי של אותם לקיח לרושה, so does this thesis accord with the first Lashon of Rashi or the second Lashon of Rashi? It couldn't accord with the second Lashon of Rashi, because according to the second Lashon of Rashi, he has to give him two levies, and the reveal simoi, so that's because of the possibility that lokhine, but according to the assumption, the alternative, that the reveal simoi because of the alternative, that lokhine, but according to the alternative, that Yerushalayim, then he must give him dafkekach. That's why he has to give him one-fourth dafkekach. But since we're not sure, so maybe I'm not besofik chelki. But to the extent of the chelkin, of the half of the half, so he has to give him dafkekach. Why not? Apparently, he couldn't be misalik. So what is this? So then it's exactly like Havasi. So obviously, this thesis must accord with the first Lashon of Rashi. That when Rav Asi says, it means only one fourth. And that one fourth can be given in Karke, and it can be given in Mois. But it can be given in Mois too. So it's a raya that Yochel is Alke. And why does he say that one fourth? Because of the suffix. Maybe Yerushalayim, but the question is, if Yerushalayim, that's what Rav says, so then it's Petal Machlekes, so then it's a kash. But according to the second Lashon Rashi, it's no kash. So the Maram says that this thesis, it accepts the first Lashon of Rashi, not the second Lashon of Rashi. But then the next thesis says that then, Likach Nirech Lashon Achen. So in other words, this thesis is not in harmony with the other thesis. According to the last thesis, so thesis accepts the second Lashon of Rashi. According to this thesis accepts the first Lashon of Rashi. The Tanya Maishim Rabasi, the Isle Shiochel is out. Bizuze Beise Revi Shemotah Mikiach Yerushi. ויש לומר, זה רב אסי ספירלי, דאפילו אבי יורשים, מוצא ניסו כביזוזה. משום באומר לי, אמור לי ברכי נמם פרצה כנביזוזה. It goes without saying that when ברכי tries to collect from the יורש, so the יורש can be מסעלה כנביזוזה. סמינלה, Rav Asi holds, since the Yerush could be misalik the Baal Chayiv Mizuzah, so when the Yerush let the Baal Chayiv take away the Karke, so Mimele, he can be misalik, so the other brother can also be misalik Mizuzah. And Rav Israel cannot. The Baal Chayiv, the Yerush can be misalik Mizuzah. But if one Yerush was not misalig the Baal Chayiv Mizuzah, and then he tries to be reimbursed from the other Yerush, so the other Yerush cannot be misalig Mizuzah. That's the machlokes between Rav and Ravash. The Rav and Chayiv is as far. The Afal Gav, the Maire, Bishosa Apeitike, Loi Maire, Kim Apeitike, the Amkabe. The Apeitik Mifereshes, Lo Yilach Peron HaMizu, because by Apeitik Mifereshes, Lo Yilach Peron HaMizu, so then he couldn't be Misalik in Mizuzi. Because that was the understanding, Lo Yilach Peron HaMizu, not with Mois. The Mashm HaHoslim HaMizu, Misal Mizuzi, Vim Teima, Mikol Mokim, Yiti Mois, ביגדה הקארט עם בלחית דיקלנו עם פרט המפקיל וישומה חדרה לילה נאמרו זה הלוכה that even after the בלחית was given even the shadow from the Lekiach so Roman Dama says until 12 months he can redeem it and do paskma shuma hadaleo. So he can only attribute it. So mainly the question is, how does Rav say Bota Machlokes? After all, even a Rikiach can always redeem the Sodom. Why shouldn't the other Yerush be able to redeem two of the Amechuyev to equally, to be Pereach Ravir? But he can redeem it. יש לו מה זה נפקמינה וכד יזהב מאויות דומה הוסם לעד that even though שומה יזהב על היום but once he sold it so then once the Ibarchif collect the sun recover the sun then he sold it to somebody else or he collected the sun and then a month later he died and he was Mulevish had two children. So then the Rikiach cannot come to the children or cannot come to the Rikiach of the Baal Chayiv and redeem it. So he writes reference to such a case. Ki Yorosh Nabe because neither one is any more mirzik than the other. All right, we are finished again. But we'd like to discuss the union of Achon Shechoyko, Yoshin, and Likuchasin. Now here, there is a machlokes. Achim shechalku bo baruchim v'motzu chalka shlachem. Rav ma bot le machlokes. Shmuel ma vita. Rav asa ma mitru mitach umayis. So as a machlokes, the Gemara says, Rav holds this yoshin, so no is bot le machlokes. And Shmuel holds that the Kuchasein so it's Vita, and Rav Asa is a Sofik, and we pass like Rav, both the Machlokes. But the Rav Svore of both the Machlokes is based upon Yoroshdei. Yoroshdei means Yosh Breyer, but we pass in Beitze, in Erev, in Korashas, the Derei Sein Breyer, and the Achim Shecholku, is the Kuchasin, and that's the Gemara in Gittin. Hachem Shecholku, the Kuchasin, who marzirin zeloza b'yei, so there is a stira between the Gemara in Gittin from Ches on the Aleph, the fifth line from the end of the Omet. The Omer Vasa, Rabbi Yechnachin Shecholuk, Lekuchase, Umar Zilin Zal Yerbi Yehudo, so Kuchase, well Paskun like Rabbi Yechnachin's memory. And here we Paskun, both of Machlekes. So taste was in witness that kasha. But in order to understand the shittas of shenim, we must go over a certain gemara. Indeed, daf menzaynam beis the last line at the end of the amid. Diitna hamelech rasodeya bisman shayur meik. רבי יוחנן אמר מי ויקר, ושלוקי שמה מי וויניקר. Is man shayev umay, so mele, the mechira is not chalal on that. Is not chalal in perpetuity. Because it's destined to go back to the mechir. Bishna shayev. So it's only mechira lizman. Mechira lizman is considered like kiyum peres. There are two kinds of kiyum peres. One kind of kiyum peres is when somebody rents out an apartment to the other person. So even if we rent out the apartment in perpetuity, I mean for him, for his children, as safeguard theirs, it's still considered a kiyum peres because he only has the right of hishtamshus. He cannot break the apartment. If somebody owns a house and he has a kiyum aguf, he can do whatever he wants. He wants to break it, he can break it. All right, to be there, all right, it's not there, but as far as his rights of ownership are concerned, he can do everything he wants. That's a kiyum aguf. But the tenant has no right even to make one dent in the wall unless he gets the approval from the landlord, because he only has certain schusim. Dira, this, that. I mean, dira, that's his schus. He doesn't own a kiyum aguf in it. That's one type of kiyum aguf, of kiyum peres. The other type of kiyum peres is, even when he sells it, but if it has to come back to the meicher, like Hamecha Sodeb is Manshayev Leik, so it's also considered for the duration of the time, it's considered like a kiyum peres. Is Manshayev Leik, if somebody will be Mecher Sodra Chaver in Eretz Yisrael, so the Lekeach will not be in a position to destroy the Sodra, because since it has to be restored back to the Meicher, so he has no right, he's a Mazik. So, in other words, when somebody is Meicher Lizman, it's also considered the Kiyum Peres. Meicher Sodeyu, Bizman Shayivu Neik, Chabyeche Moma Meidi Keirei, Rishloti Shama Meidi Veini Keirei, Chabyeche Moma Meidi Keirei, Kiyum Peres Kiyum Aguf Dome. Some Meli can recite all Parshe Hadom Hashem Sadol, because even though he has a tongue in his mouth, but it's Kiyum Peres considered Kiyum Aguf. For the Shlokish Shana Meli Veini Keirei, Kiyum Peres Slachi Kiyum Aguf Dome. All right. Now then, the Gemara says, at the bottom of the Mechesa Mudarev, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the seventh line from the end of Amit. Omer Rav Yisif, Ilo Avdi Omer Rav Yichan and Kiyum Peres, Kiyum Aguf Dome, Lomot Yod Vigagur Bisametre, so the beast, the Omer, so in other words, there would be a stira between Rav Yichan and Rav Yichan. But the fortunate thing is that Rav Yechon himself holds Kiyum Peres Kiyum Aguf Dome. But if Rav Yechon had not said that Kiyum Peres Kiyum Aguf Dome, then Rav Yechon will be seisa himself. And that's an expression in the Gemara. When a person is seisa himself, so it means lo motu yodo v'rago v'bisamech. The Omer Rav Asam, Rav Yechon, ha'achim shecholku likuresim. So that means that even in case of yorship, but if it's more than 1 year, so then each yorish is considered as a likach. If there is a ben yochid, so then it's not hard to say a likach, because if it's a ben yochid, so he ushers everything finished. But if there is not a Benyach, and there are two sons, some mele, it's not determined when the father died, which sode one son got and which sode the other son got. But later on, for Chluke, so Reuven got son number one, and Shimon got son number two. Sauf une fois, si je voudrais aussi ouvrir un devoir de trouver une garçon number one, he has it to number one. And she and the garçon number two, he has it. He has it. But if we say that's where, so he couldn't say ouvrir un devoir, he has it. Why did he has it? Just because the girl fell, didn't they? The girl could have fallen down away too. The girl could have fallen down away too, some minute. Just because of the agreement of the parties. So it's an exchange. So, Rabbi Yaakov Asser, Rabbi Yechonon says, Ha'achin shechokul chresen, u'marsir u'rezov yoivon, v'yisal kodai tachlaf kikin, agub dameh, le'nishkachaz demaisi bikurim. So, fortunately, there is no cash against Rabbi Yechonon, because Rabbi Yechonon himself holds ki empiris ki ki agub dameh. So even though Rabbi Yechonon says, Ha'achin shechokul is likuchasen, but even though Likiyab is manayivon, is Melikir. So why should the Yerush be the Ruach Melikir? But, so that's fortunate. But suppose Rabbi Yochanan had held that Ki Empiris is Lafkik in Avdome, so the Kirach couldn't be Melikir, so even the Yerush couldn't be Melikir, unless you would have Yerushim, door after door, from Yeshua Benun, just below it. Well, that's an impossible situation. So this is what Mara says, all abuses. Omar Rav Yehi saying, Yilav the Nabi Yechon, Ki Yempiris, Ki Yagmuf Dome, Limnat Yod Ram, Ubi Samuel Teresh, Ki Omar Rav Asim, Rabbi Yechon, Ki Shechol Kul Kuchesed, Umar Zir, Reza Biyayivu, Ki Yisal Kala Rav, Ki Ki Yagmuf Dome, Limnishkach Az Dima Yisimi Kuri, Merachad Bachad, Ad Yeshua Benun. All right. So then Tesis says, he's very strong Kashi. In other words, the Rabbi Yochanan is much Yod of Ragel Bisamerish. But how about us? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Ki Empiris is Ki Amuvdom. But we pass like Rish Lakish. The Gemara in Vamos says, whenever there is a Machlokes to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, so the Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan, except in 3-4. And this is one of the exceptions, where the Allah is like Rish Lakish, that Ki Empiris is Lafki Ki Avdome. On the other hand, we do pass Rabbi Yochanan's Memre, that the Achin Shechol Kuli Kuchasei. So the Memre, we is Lomot Shom Yadin Ravlin Bisamerish. He Kshab Metam. The only Ich Motzomi Yodinu Raglino, the Kaimelon Chirish Lokish, the Lafki Kinyab of Dome, the Ambulam Yerushach Eloit, the Kaimelon Hamed Bereis in Breire, the Besink Mesachas Beitze Paskim and Kyab Yoyishe, the Rav Nachmon, the Kaimelon Kavas Medine, the Ambulam Berish Breire, Beis Achim Shechol Kuharen et Lukuchas, because in Breire, Pochas Mishtunus Nifte Metach, Upaskim and Hamed Mechas Abayis, they learn derer zeal zee di meiche bain yofe meiche alme li kurese so ich mozom yodin rabbi musa melech we pass kum like rabbi yechon achle shcholku li kurese mozom rabbi yev that means that they are likeach and if are likeach so whenever there is more than one yerish. So each Yerush really has only a Ki Empiris. Not a Ki Yagmuf, this man Shayim in it. A Ki Empiris. And if Ki Empiris is Ki Yagmuf, so Mele is like the Ki Yagmuf, this man Shayim in it. He's maybe really Ki Yagmuf, but everybody agrees that the Yerush is maybe Ki Yagmuf. How can he be maybe Ki Yagmuf? Then Tele says, we hold the paskimo before the school, ki rav doma botra machlekes. So this Sarai can hear it. Tesis says, we paskin in bear, bidarait in bear, some melik min likuresen, but we paskin that hachem shchokul bo bal chayv, the most chayv is hachem in botra machlekes, and this because Yoshne. So he says, lav mishun Yoshne habe, ele mishun dhabe, כי ליקוחס באחראיס, ויורשים, ליקום הרב, לב יורשים ממש. So Tisa says, yeah, because the pashtus of the Gemara is when the Gemara says, Rav Kosova Yoshinave, the Rav holds Yesh Brera. No, he says, the Giyosh is not Yosh. The Giyosh is Kiyosh. There are two Giyosh, but that's Tisa's Giyosh. And our Giyosh is also like that. But there's a kof, a prefix, kof, before Yoshi. So, but even if we agree with Kiyoshi, it could mean Yoshi members. Yoshi members. But it says no, it means like Likiach Bracha. Tinsus is clear and will come in Shrilik and Tinsus in Gittin. Because Tinsus in Gittin says that when Rav says Potomach Lekis and Ski Yoshi, it doesn't mean Yoshi, it means Kelikeach Beachayas, but not Yoshi. But here Tinsus says, we just learned it. Mashmad when Vessel is looking at this, he called my Potomach Lekis, Vitimel Ma. Rog Paskin for this school, Kirav the Robert Machlekes, Lab Mishum Yoshinav, El Mishum Davik Kurz Bachayas, Yoshin Kamarab, Lab Yoshinamish, Elekrina Kiyoshin, Uwe Rofs von Gassin Hoche, for Tamil Vulkan. But Rav Tinsis Mulkan assumes, no, that even though it is Mulkan, probably also had a Giyosh of Kiyoshi, but it still means Yoshi Mamish. We Rav Asi Dome Yachleiku, Satkalei, Yoshi Mamish, behind Yoshi Mamish. Ki Muha Fuzish Prayer, Dabei Chomish, Uli Chotze Chomish. Ki Rav Asi Dome Rabbi Yachleiku, Arachim Shecholku, Bikurasei, Labai Rav Asi. In Amuhadi the other rabbi, anyway, Shalas will say that we pass that we could have said, and even though we pass like Rav Batu Machlekes, but the Pshat and Rav Batu Machlekes doesn't mean Batu Machlekes, he cannot be Misalim Mitzuzi. Batu Machlekes only means he has to reimburse, but he can give him with money. We don't have to make a Muhlek, because in Breira so Likuchasim. So Likuchasim. So if it's Likuchasim, and we pass like the Shlokish, that a key in Breira is like a key in Hamuvdome, so how can Yerush, Bismara Yerush, according to us, be made like a... Behold, the Paskin on Bindor, like a shooting. Kerablaza, be a hako, be shooting, she knows, I'm a zemize, the mutal comes to Chotzea, in other words, two shooting in the Chotzea. And then they took him over and had to have him from the other. So the brother of Yaakov says that he can still enter Chotzea. But the question is, he has an oil. And if we say, Rabbi Yaakov says, Mutal Kono is because Yesh Brer. So that means that we pass the Yesh Brer. So he says, true, Rabbi Yaakov says, Hashit Finchin of Ramo is Mutal Kono Bechotzah because Yesh Brer. So Mumela, everyone enters in his reshus. But we pass like Rabbi Yaakov for another reason. Love Mutamei, because Vito is Mutabudama. Love Mutamei, Yitayu, Mushim Breer, Ki Mukach, Fir Kapor. But we don't pass like Rebleza, Be Yaakov, Mutamei, but for a different reason. El Mushim Vito, Ki Rabino, the Cheskas, Habati, Umutabudama. Anyway, the Batesvus is saying that we pasken in Breer. So the Kashi is, if we pasken in Breer, and we pasken like the Shlokish, that King Peter is like a king of them, some male, how can a male be made with her, this man shall there's the cash. So then we have in cases two things. The first verse is Yishlema di dafke bahi lechude ba cases mei me'ayim ula hamise kaimelon tershlokish dafke kiyagudno. In other words, when we is the Gimori Yivami says that we pass through by tershlokish ki impiris lafke kiyagudno, it doesn't mean generally ki impiris lafke kiyagudno. Generally, we pass through at Rabbi Yechonah that Ki Imperius is Ki Kiyagufdom. Remember, there is no kasha. How can a Yerish be made Likera? Because Tzvi Likucha say, but even Likeach Peris, Bizman Shayib Meik, is made Likera. But when the Gemara Yevamah says that we pass through at Rosh Lakish, Ki Imperius, Lach Ki Kiyagufdom, so it's one specific situation. Now we have to go over that. That Gemara in Bava
It's very important to have the Gemara Pas. The Chosaf Lubanov, Tzarech Yichtevei Ma'ayim Olachamise, Diva Rabbi. If somebody, you know, gives away all the Chosaf, two children, so, but he wants to eat the pears of all his sodas, as long as he's alive. So in other words, what does he want to do? He's makne the children, the king agufim, all the kakois. In all the chosim, but he's reserving for himself a key and pace for the duration of his life. So the Buddha says that he has to spell it out in the Shtar, that he's Makne b'nechosim l'ponov, but he's Mishaya for himself a key and pace for the duration of his life. He doesn't have to spell it out because it's Muvan Meirav. In other words, the father is very, wants to accommodate children, but he understands that he himself has to live also as long as he lives. So Meirav, even though he doesn't say that he's making a shield, he's reserving for himself a campaign in order to hustle. But it's understood that that's what it means. Anyway, so that we are dealing with a case where he's makne to the children, older nechassim, and he's reserving for himself the key imperials for a certain time, duration of his life, or shleishim yei. That's the same thing. So, hakisit nechassim yei, so all the Yochalim Keira, Mikni Sheikh Suvin Lebet. So in other words, the father is not in a position to give it away to somebody else because the Kira Guf already belongs to the children. And the children cannot give it away while the father lives to somebody else because the father still has certain rights as Kira Guf. Suppose the father can sell it. So the Mechiri is chal and face that because he can sell whatever he owns. Mochar av, Mechul Mashiach, Mochar abed, in Yikia ben Gulu Mashiach Musav. Alright. Now the last line, Daf Kuf Lamed Vov Omlav, Itma, Mochar abed b'chai av. So suppose the son who has a kin aguf in the nechosi sold it in the lifetime of the father. So then the halacha is that the lekiach does not get it until the father dies. But here something happened. It mamochar ben b'chai av u'meisa ben b'chai av. And then the son predeceased the father. If the son didn't predecease the father, then there would be no problem. If the son sells the nechosim b'chai av until the father lives, so the lekiach cannot take over the nechosim. But the moment the father dies, he can take over, can take possession of the nechosim. But here, after the mechira, the son died, and the father must say, "Umos aben b'chai av." Since the son predeceased the father, so Rabbi Yochanan says that even left, say, 2 years later, the father died, the lekiach cannot take possession of it. Why? Ach, filu, kichshiyam usar ha-kach, shemeilam lehoyeroi nevim lidi aben, ala yazeru, lishol yosyov. The son didn't predecease the father, so then even though at the time of the mechira was not chal, but later on when the father died, some mele, the lekiach stands in the shoes of the son. But here, lekiach cannot say, I stand in the shoes of the son. The son is dead. Some Mele, since the son is dead, so the other Yoshim of the father, the brothers, whatever they are, so they are Shnit. Some Mele, Kirach cannot even take possession of it after the death of the father. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Shlok is Shama Konele Kirach. Rabbi Yochanan Mama Lo Konele Kirach, Ki Empeis, Ki Kirin Aguv Dameh. So that means that when the son sold the Nechosim in the lifetime of the father had the campaigns, so that means that the father was another owner. How can he sell something that is owned is in Kiraguf by the father? So Mele, it's not how. The Shlok is Shama Konlekeach, Ki Empeiros Lafti Ki Aguf Dameh. Some more, that means that when the son sold, he sold something that is exclusively his. The father's rights are only schusim, but not ownership. Mashein Kin according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Ki Empeiros Ki Kin Aguf Dameh, so that means it's not that the father had schusim. The father is also an owner as much as the son. So how could the son sell without the father joining him? But if he didn't predecease some Mele, since he's destined to have the Kiyan Aguf exclusively upon the death of the father, some Mele, the Likiyach stands in his shoes. But if he predeceased the father, some Mele, the Likiyach cannot stand in the shoes of the son. So, there's the Machlekes. Abich Lemoy Kon Likiyach, Ki Empeiros Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh. So Shlok is Shema Kon Likiyach, Ki Empeiros Lav Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh. So the Gemara Sikashe, for if the Yebuchad is Zimne, whether Ki Empeiros Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh, or Ki Empeiros Lav Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh, the Itna HaMecher Sodeh, the Peiris, Rabbi Yochanan Amei Vikerei, for the Shlok is Shema, Mei Vein Ekerei, Rabbi Yochanan Amei Vikerei, Kosova, Ki Empeiros, Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh, for the Shlok is Shema, Mei Vein Ekerei, Ki Empeiros, Lav Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh. Why do they have to mention Machlekes twice? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Af Al Gav Dibar Me Ki Empeiros, Ki Kiyan Aguf Dameh, Hochi Istrich, Salk, I had to mention that Loikon Likeach, to mention another Chiddush, because if I didn't mention Loikon Likeach, one could say that true, generally speaking, Iski Empeiros, Iski Kiyaguf. Ki Empeiros, Iski Kiyaguf. Machine in this case, Hoche Yisrich, Saugrad Chamine Adeligabi Brei Achur Acher. So in the case where the Ki Empeiros is reserved by the father, so then the father doesn't want that this Ki Empeiros should be like a Ki Aguf, that this parent should just be his chus to be reason, but not that he should be like a Kiyan Aguf. So Mele, we could say, even though generally speaking, so Kiyan Peres is Kiyan Aguf Dameh, Kiyan Aguf Dameh, but here, the Likeach should be able to be Kenet, because when the father was Mishaya, the Ki Empeiros for himself, for as long as he lives, he didn't mean that he should have a real Kenet, like a Ki Aguf. He should just have his chus to eat, to support himself. But that should not be like a Kiyaguf. So Kamash Malon, that Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyam Peres Ki Kiyaguf Dome, even when it's between the father and the son. So Tesi is saying now that when the Gemara Yevamos says we pass Kiyam Peres is Lav Kiyaguf Dome, it doesn't mean in general. It only means in the specific case of Hakei Seif Nechosov Lidmei, Hakei Seif Nechosov Noach Hamise and Mocha Rabben Bechai Ahav Umeis Haben Bechai Ahav. So in that case we pass Kukonolikech, not like Rabbi Yechon himself, that even in that case is very common kiyar, because Kiyam Peres Kiyar Buvdome, even Kimeget, his own son, we don't ask like Rabbi Yochanan in that. When it's a question of a father and a son, so then Kiyam Peres is lofty Kiyar Buvdome, because Abelig Abubrei Yachulamachu, but when he sells the Kiyam Peres to somebody else, not for himself, Abel Gabi Sar, Abel Gabi Bro, so then Ki Imperius is Ki Yaguf Dome. Some more is no kasha. How can we be made Bikurim and Bikere? We pass Bikurasim, so every year he's a Likiach. And Ki Imperius is Lafi Ki Yaguf Dome. No, we pass Kiyam Peres is Kiyaguf Dome. Only in the case where the father was Mishaya, a Kiyam Peres for himself. So in that case we pass like the Shlokish, Kiyam Peres left Kiyaguf Dome. But in any other case, when let's say Mecha Karke Bizman Ayeveo, so then Kiyam Peres is also Kiyaguf. That's Thesis first us. The Shlokish, the Rovel is Firoch, the Imkeinu, Motsi Odom Raglov, the Rovel Shalom Vekuchase, to Rebbe Yidush, Ufer Kazov, Koma Rovel Mame, Tam Shicha Mifuresh Matir, Chol Masnit and Misayel of the Shlokish, Afo Gav, the Rovel Koik, Rabbi Yechon, and Bar Mutlak. So one Teretz is that in order to answer the Kashi, Hich Motson Yadin of Raglin in Bisa Medresh, that we don't pass him generally, like Rish Lakish, that Kiyam Peres is Lafki Adom. Generally, Paschal like Rabbi Yochanan. But in the case of Hamelche, of Hamakne, Hamesin, Chosov, Lidnei, and his Mishaya, the Peres, for the duration of his life, that Kiyam Peres is not Kiki Adom. But any other Kiyam Peres is Kiki Adom. This one does. Veidi Shleima. Die Daft Rabbi Yechon Nisle, die Marzieren Zelo Zebieve. Aber schor am Rollen Safre, afer gab den Kuchen sein, ein Marzieren. Die Mecher und Dom Rachmon der Leder, Jerusche und Atom Eloi. Der Hasht der Osechab. Die Second Terezi ist, ein Ochen Ame, wie ein Pasten like the Schlokish. Generally. That Kiyam Peres is like Kiyam Buvdome. Not only in the case of Avle Gabi Brei, but then the question is, if Kiyam Peres left Kiyah Guvdome, so the Kiyah Bismar Abayis is maybe Vene Kiyah, how can he Yerish, not Bismar Abayis, and the Kiyah Bismar Yeronek is maybe Vene Kiyah, how can he Yerish Bismar Yeronek, be maybe I mean, El Keach, Bismar Shayron Eik, is maybe Vene Keach, so how can a Yerish בזמן שהיו ונהיג, בימי ניקר. So the first Eretz was the, because we don't pass on Kiyom Peros Lafkin Agufdom in general. We pass on in general Kiyom Peros Kiki Agufdom. The second Eretz is true. We pass on Kiyom Peros Kiki Agufdom. Now, the, but then the question is, so, we pass on Kiyom Peros Lafkin Agufdom. But then, how can the Erech, Bisman Shayelun Erech, be mainly Likirei? The answer is, there's a difference between the Likirech Mamesh and the Erech. So even if we say Ein Breire, that is distinguished from Likirech Mamesh. Likirech Mamesh, so is Marzir Nizal as a behavior. But the Erech, even if we say to Likura saying, so it's not Marzir Zabiyev. But Rabbi Yechanan says, Ha'achu Shechoku Likura saying, Marzir Zabiyev, we don't pass like Rabbi Yechanan that way. Anyway, the Rambam passes that Kiyom Peros is Lafki Kiyom Agufdom generally, not only in the case of Adel Gabibro. But generally, the Rambam paskens that Kiyom Peros is Lafki Kiyom Agufdom. And the Rambam paskens that, like Rabbi Yechanan, in other words, that just as regular Likiach is made in the Kiyom Bizman Shayir Meik, so the Yerush who is like Likiach is also Marzir Zer Zabiyev. So the question is, how can it be made in the Kiyom? If it's Marzir Zer Zabiyev, Bishlem Tisvis in the Sanitary says that we pasken, that they Marzir Zer Zabiyev. But the Rambam paskens, Rabbi Yechanan's memory, Ha'achin Shecholku Likuchasei, U'Marzir Zer Zabiyev. So Rav Chaim, Is there Gemara Beitze and Gemara Peretz? Is there Gemara Beitze and Peretz? So the Rambam has a very interesting pshat in Marzir Zabiyev. There are two pshat in the Gemara. One pshat is Marzir Zabiyev, that the chluki is bottled. And after Yevul, they have to make a new chluki. A new chluki, Alpigero. So it might be that Alpigero, it will fall again like the first chluki. But they have to make a new chluki. The Rambam says no. We don't make a new chluki, but let's say for the original chluki, so Ruven got Sodom number one and Shimon got Sodom number two, when Yehu comes they have to exchange their chalak, and Ruven takes Sodom number two and Shimon gets Sodom number one. And the Rambam explains it. Ha'achim shecholku kelikuchasin u'marzirin zelozechal kebinu. They just exchange the chalokim. But the chluki is not butli gamre. Leitivatech lekosom chmisho iso. You don't make in your chluki. Because there's the aloche. You're shinefte v'chluki. So how can it become butli? But they have to exchange the chalokim. The Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Samach Tes says the same thing. I mean, that's an interesting pshat. Lefluk, I would say, Likura saying, some Mela, they have to make in your chluke, and then the chluke will determine that again the same thing. So the same thing, if the chluke will determine the other way around, the other way around, no. The Rambam says no. The chluk is not bottle, but they have to exchange the halakim. And then when next year comes, they'll again exchange the halakim. Again, that's what Rashi and Vakame, it's much more the same thing. That's a machtes. Ay. On the days, the Kura say, "V'lo amrinim huva adova shezecher kamagi al chorachot v'lo rushalim kamar achmon yiteda." El amrinim chelki shel zeh roi leze v'achlifu v'arein kmekach v'chizim u'machlifim liyev. Not that it's put legamre. They just exchange it. Rashi in Pheres. That when they says no, the chluk is bottle gamble. Zirin zeh zeh v'chizrin v'chelki, not machlifi, in yuchluki. Rav Chaim discussed it, so in other words, Rashi and Bokara the Samachtes, and the Rambam say, Marzirin zeh v'yevo doesn't mean that the chluki is bottle gamre, but they just exchange the chalakim. And Rashi in Pheres Daphne Bey says that the chluk is bottle gam. What's the shah? So Chaim says that even if we say that Achim Shachol Kuli Kurasi, because Ein Breire, some melee, it's still different than a regular Likiach. Because a regular Likiach, so why does Reuven sell the Sode to Shimon? So he sold it, he smacked the Shimon because they decided. He decided to remark. But by all shame, it's not Tolu in their own day. It's Nitni Chavik. There's the din of Yerushin, that when there are many Sadeis and there are two Yerushin, so then there has to be a Chlukim. So the Mele, since it's immediately a Chorek, so then it's not completely grounded in a Mechir and Aknoi. So even if we say Mikuch HaSein, it doesn't mean that he's a regular Mekir. It means Mikuch HaSein, he is, it has the element of Mikuch HaSein, just as by Mikuch HaSein. How when Reuven sells the Soda to Shimon, so how does the Soda become Shimon's? Because through the agreement of the parties. So here too, it's through the agreement of the parties. Because after all, when the father died and they left two sodas, so then it wasn't determined which soda should belong to Reuven and which soda should belong to Shimon. But then the Yachlukke with Gerol, Samunela, they determined the soda number one became Reuven's, and soda number two became Shimon's. So there is an element that is grounded in their roots, in their understanding, in their agreement. But at the same time, they are Yerushim. I mean, can we say that when the father dies and leaves two sodas, and then a year later, so the chluk is made that they're not in Yerushim? I mean, that would be ridiculous. So they are Yerushim, because it's immediately a chalik. Some mele, they have a chalish and Yerushim, but if we say, Mikuch Eindrele, so they have a chalish and Mikiachos. In other words, they have a double character. On one hand, they are Yerushim, because it's the Yerushim. On the other hand, what determined that Reuven should get soda number one and Shimon should get soda number two? The agreement to make a chluk in a certain way. So mainly they have a shem lekiachos. And Rav Chaim says, and even according to Mandama, that yesh brere. So it's different than the brere of the Chlukas Oretz. Tesvus in Bavakame, that Pichas says that even the Mandoma who says in Brere, but Ligabi, the Chlukas Oretz, everybody agrees that yes, Brere. Why? Because the Chlukas Oretz was our Pia Dibo. So how can we say in Brere? I mean, it wasn't. When does the Mandoma say that in Brere, in a regular chluke, so let's say, two brothers, they made a chluke, let's say, even if they do it because, so they write on one piece of wood, they write soda number one, and on the other piece of wood, they write soda number two. And then they tell the two brothers to take out a rat from the urn, and he takes out, suppose Reuven takes out that piece of wood that has the inscription soda number one. So is it determined? It had to be that way. He shouldn't have had a chance. Or suppose they toss a coin, heads, so Reuven gets soda number one, tails, Shimon gets soda number one, and it turns out that it's heads. So it had to be that way. It's a matter of chance. It could have been the other way. Masha'im came, Lechut HaSoez, Bikalpur, Ritun, it couldn't have been the other way. It had to be this way. That's why Teisa says, Novakamed HaPiches, that even the Mandoma, who says, in Brere, but in Chluk HaSoeretz, of course there is Brere, because the Chluk HaSoeretz, the Chluke was Bivare, it couldn't be any other way. But many other Chluke, it's a matter of chance. It could have been the other way. Samu Mele, when Mandama says, in Brere, And even when Bamala says Yesh Breire, it's still different from Chutas Oras. In Chutas Oras, let's say, when the carpenter in the tomb determined, let's say, the Zvun got Chayfe. Chayfe is in Chayke Shal Zvun. So mainly it means that Zvun was the Yerish of Chayfe all the time. In Afreya, not in Kanohab. Mashiach came in the case of a ordinary chlukah that takes place today. So even according to the Mandoma, that's Yerish Breire, so it's super hard that he's the Yerish. Doesn't mean he's the Yerish. In Afreya. How can we say he's the Yerish in Afreya? In other words, the father died 5 years before. And then 5 years later, they make a chluke. So then we say, and through the chluke, by tossing the coin or by kalpe, so we determine the truth in Yetzal number one, and she in Yetzal number two. So we say, Huva Adora Mafreya, that Edom Miser the father, so Huva in Yarshint. Son number one and Shimon Yarshint, son number two, we couldn't say that because after all it's a matter of chance. So even according to Mandoma that Yarshine, it is to be distinguished from Chutas Oretz. In Chutas Oretz, it had to be that way. It was our Pia Dibu, our Pia only two. Mashenki in the other Chutas Yarshine. So it's a matter of chance. So if we say Yarshinim, so he is determined that he is to be considered as Yerish, not as a combination of Yerish and Likach, but only Mikanel Habe, he's the Yerish. Bachutas Oretz, so he was Yerish, every Shevet, so became a Yerish Lemafreya. Of that chelik, because it had to be that way. So, but if we say yes, brother, so then, he becomes Yerish exclusively. Yes. If we say in brother, so since it could have been the other way around, so even Mikanel Habe, he is not to be considered as an exclusive Yerish, but yes, to have is a combination of a Yerish and a Likach. A Yerish, because true it's towing chance, but it's only the Likach. But is a Likach also, because since there's no real bill that he had to get that, he could have gotten the Arasod. So, Mumele, why did he get this one? Because they agreed to be Mechalik, to have a Chluke. So, Mumele, he is a Yerish and a Likach, both together. So, that's why the Rambam passes that Machlif in Zelazabie. In other words, if we either are motivated to the Kosom Mechmashois, because how can it be Tivat HaKlokosom HaKmosh HaOizom? But after all, for them to mean that they're not Yerushim, or you're not treating them like Yerushim. So what was the effect of the Chluke? The Chluke, in the previous, at the time, I mean, when they were Mechalik. So then it means it was just wiped out. So that's Yerusha. Yerusha means that it has to be the Nishalik Alpidin. And the Mele, but since he's a Yerish and Likayach, so Mele they have to exchange the Halak. Now, Reb Chaim says it primarily on the Gemara in Vodasra. It's a very confusing Reb Chaim, and I really made a mistake. I should have mentioned to all of the Reb Chaim, the Sugi in Vodasra. right? Daf Kuvov Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Meir, Ha'achim Shechalku Ki Mishaala Gila La'achad Me'em Konem Kolem. Suppose Achim divided, and the Gila was also Achim, let's say, if the Chluke is of the Kalpe. Kalpe means Kalpi is an urn, you know, URM. When you write, let's say, on a piece of paper, on a block of wood, you write a certain sore. Sore number one. On the other piece of paper, you write sore number two. On the other piece of paper, you write sore number three. Or, let's say, you can be ill by just recurring to. So you agree, in other words, if the coin falls heads, so then someone born should go to Ruve. If it falls tails, so someone number one should go to Shim. So what are the priorities? So the Gemara says, Ha'achim Shechalku, Kid Mishael Adira Le'achamen, Kolokor, let's say, suppose Ruve took out the Piske, and which it was written, that was written, Sodom number one, Sodom number one, in other words, he takes out from two urns. So in one urn, we have a number of piskes representing the sodis. In another urn, we have the names of the parties. I mean, you don't need another. So Ruvain takes out a piske from the urn, and then that piske says, Sodom number one. We don't need two urns, only one urn. So that means that he has to get Sodom number one. But Shimon still didn't take out his piske. But it is obvious that since Ruvain took out the piske of Sodom number one, so what other piske would Shimon be able to take out? The piske of Sodom number two. So, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Achim Shecholku, Kibin Shoel Ogir Ole Achad Men, Kono Kulot, My time, Omer Abelazer, Akitri Asas Yisrael, Matri Labigir, Afkan Bigir, Ima Lahalom Bikalpe Vomitumim, Afkan Bikalpe Vomitumim. If you are going to learn out from Asas Yisrael, so you should require for every Chluke Kalpe Vomitum. Omer Abashe, Bahi Anoye, Dikotzai Seladode, Gomre Makri Ladode. So that took your choice. One Gios is Elon Ravashi. If we are Gios, Elon Ravashi, that means that Gemara, that Rablazas, Ezber of Ketrasas Yisrael, is, it falls down. It's not based upon the Al-Fusha of Ketrasas. If we are not Gios, Elon Ravashi, so then it means the Al-Fusha remains. The Alfus is not Nitras, but we have to be, the Gemara's kasha was, how can you learn out from Atzisrael? Atzisrael had Kalpe Vomitumim. The answer is, here instead of Kalpe Vomitumim, we have the Hariya Noe, the Kotzai Seladode, Gomro Makno Adole. So if we're not giving Salah, so that means that the reason is why we say, Ha'achim Shecholku, Kim Shiol Yogir Ha'achim Mehen, is Kono Kulom, because we resort to two reasons. one Yalfusef HaNasra, and another because Bayan. Let's see the Rashba. Achim Shacholku, Biru, Shnai Mishli Shachalok, Shav, Fahakim Yakim Gross, Gradin Mishik, Kim Shola Shemofar Agiro, Alecho Nehem Bihuva Chalki. קודם כל, קוראים על זה קודם לגמרי, בגלל גלויו חולרז הרבה, ואם שניים, שזה קודם חלקי שנפלו עליו היו, וגם חברי קודם, סלמרות, he doesn't even have to make a king, גם חברי קודם, דאו מי יפה וירושם, כי אם ראשם, ואם גימו אינסי שנפל עליי, הגירו קודם חלקי, והשניים קודם, והשניים קונו בשניהם, שני החלקים, לאחר ימניהם, כל שור שיוצאו, אף לאחר ימניהם, והכך יפיל את גרועץ, ומי הולך לנפל להגיעו לכולם, פשיטו לכולם כולם, ואף אגב אלי, אסחזי כל אחד בשלהי, תכריב מדמוסוקים ואין דמיין, כולם בכל הקרקה, אין הגירו, מה כולם כלום, אלא מבאגר לכל אחד חלק ירא מגיע. So the Rashbam says, the whole Shalei is, If the Giro was also Rachem, Ruven took out his piski, and Shimon didn't take out his piski. But we know that when Shimon takes out his piski, the piski will say Sarah number two. So that's the Chiddush, that Konokonok. Mashain came, if the Giro was all Vishneyam, so then they are certainly Kane, and they don't want even to make Kira Chazok and Yisrael, not Ruven, not Shimon, and that's a Chiddush, because you'll see in the Torah that even if we say Kono Kulon, but one of them at least has to make a Kira Chazok. But if one makes a Kira Chazok, even though the other one did not make, he cannot be Chazia. But suppose Ruven took out a piske, and that piske said Sodom on the one, then Shimon was Chazir before Ruven had an opportunity to be Marzik and Sodom number one, then he can be Chazir. But the Rashbam says no. It doesn't mean Kulach Bishlei, even it's Mashma, even if no one is Mazik, the Chibin Gimorzokim the Indire, Kulam the Cholak Harke, in Agir Makhler and Klum, and a Mivere the Cholachot, Chalki Amagia. Alright, so then the Gemara is the Kashi. My time, maybe my Kone, Haralinef Gira, before the Gemara's Kashi, Haralinef Gira, ולהחזיקו כל אחד בשלהי עדיין, תהיהר זה כמו למם. So, because of יאלפוסף המאז ישראל. So, the Gemara says, מה נפשך? If you learn how from מאז ישראל, אם מה בארץ תחולוש של ישראל, ביקר פבר מיתומים, כי גם מי הם יש לכם. אלא זה מלו בשור מיתומים, ביהושע וכל ישראל, אין גיל לפעמים of קרפה של שבטים, וקרפה של תחומים, מנוח לפנוף ויום חבים ברוח הקדש. אומר רב אשי, לאילם תתחיל עזרת ישראל כנגר, ולקעה שלך, אם העלם הנתיימן לצורך כולי, בשביל לגמרי בלי לבשולם, ומקנה למשיעה להגירו, מיד מהנד מרדייתם, עם הגירו יקירו ויתון. דמענה אפילו היכד לגמרי ומקן, דבעי המועה, דצאי שרה דודה, ונשמועים זה לזה, לחלי בגירה, כנשאית הכלכת חלקי בפני עצמאי, דאינון חפץ מי בשוטפס, הילקח, אין רצון שיהיה ידעיקו בדבר, וגמרו ומקנה דודה. כן זוק כאן לפרש, שערים כוסם בספורים, אלא מרבש. So the Rashbam's Gyor says not Ramash. However, the Shemibetsis mentions there is another Gios Elamash, according to the Gios of Elo, so that means the Alfusa from Eretz Yisrael is Nitra, and it's exclusively based upon the Talmud of Dahiya Meir, Kusai Sadele, Damo Matzadele, according to Rashbam, that we are not Gios Elo, so that means the Alfusa from Gios Eretz Yisrael is not Nitra, so it's based upon two reasons. Number one, because of Yalfuse, and number two, because by Yanai. The question is, why do we have to resort to both? Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Ay, 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 ay.